Here's our good friend. This would, of course, be former managing editor of the Journal Inquirer, now just writing a column in his golden years. Here is Chris Powell. Hey, Chris.
Thank you, Ray.
Are you in your golden years now?
Well, until you call.
Oh, thank you very much. And a Merry Christmas to you. So, okay, this has been an issue for a while. And I do remember this, having been here long enough, that, you know, increasingly so, we're seeing more bears, like, you know, on a back porch near you. So I guess a couple of legislators have decided that, well, maybe we ought to have a limited time, you know, limited edition bear hunt. And apparently that's just got hair on fire all over the place.
You know, the issue has come up, I think, a couple times
yeah.
in the last few years in the legislature. It hasn't gone anywhere. It came up last week because Craig Miner, who's a senator from Litchfield, and Eric Berthel, who's a senator from Waterbury, suggested that we ought to have a bear hunting season, maybe just confined to Litchfield County.
Right, right.
The animal lover population quickly opposed it, and now we can look forward to a lot of shouting and screaming about another issue in the legislature next year. I thought it's beginning to make sense because, you know, the population of the bears is increasing and expanding throughout the state. They're, you know, breaking into homes. They're killing farm animals. They're causing consternation around around schools. There was some sort of incident in Southbury the other day where a hiker said he was attacked and then
yes.
said he was knocked over by a bear.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's fine.
An argument or something. But,
arm wrestling.
You know, there is going to be more interaction with bears. We often call the environmental police, and they tranquilize these things near schools and tag them and relocate them into the woods. But they, you know, they come back and they bring their friends and they bring their cubs. And the animal friends say that you know, well, there's peaceful means of deterring the bears, but I don't think that's persuasive because that seems to concede that eventually they will be ranging throughout the state and that every town will have a bunch and that the state should be a sanctuary state for bears as it is for illegal immigrants. And I don't think we want for the long term to every town to be, you know, having some bears wandering around. Eventually there will be some even more damaging incidents than we've had now. And that's why I think we ought to be considering the, you know, the bear hunt, if only in Litchfield County.
Well, they were here first, you know. So.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, well, that's a point can be made.
You know, so were wolves and
pumas. You know, who knows what else? Wild turkeys.
I don't think cultural imperialism versus the bears.
Oh, all right. You know, but I'm seriously, I mean, I live in West Hartford now, and, you know, trash day is Thursday, something like that. And I think they've got it on their calendar because what happens is, you know, I came home the other day and the trash bin had all been tipped over, you know, up and down the street. So I'm kind of thinking, yeah, they're, and I've seen them in the backyard a couple times. So, and Avon's lousy with them. So,
well, it could have been teenagers too, but
no,
nothing you can do about
trick
that.
Or treat. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen here. This, like I say, as you said, this has been going on for a while. And, you know, do we know what the bear population is, Chris?
You know, I think there is an estimate, but I haven't looked it up lately. But I think it's fair to say that they're more numerous than they've been in a long time, and they're almost everywhere now. They've crossed the river, and I mean they've been even in Hartford and New Haven. And I just don't think we want that. And if we're not going to have some sort of hunt with them, we're conceding that there's going to be more of them, and they're going to be in every town, and that's not a good situation.
Well, you remember that thing? It was some forest or something, vacant lot or something, down towards the southeast part of the state, maybe New London, whatever, and you know, something point. And apparently, they wanted to have a hunt because it had been totally overpopulated by deer, and you know, there were a lot of people who just were absolutely irate about that.
Yeah, I think there was an island off New London that was getting overrun with deer. You know, of course, they're, you know, not the threat that bears are, but they do carry the deer ticks. And Lyme disease is a concern. Everybody loves animals,
not everybody.
I don't, so much love sharks and wolves and things like that.
You can love anything. And that's the great thing about the world, isn't it, Chris? All right. All we need is understanding. That's all we need. We need encounter groups. Yeah, that's it. Hey, listen, Chris, we will talk again next week if we may.
Thank you very much, Ray.
All right, read Chris. You can get him online. He's got a lot of good things up there. Journalinquirer.com.